Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Aleph. Six lines up from the foot of the page, Mahu Lufanais. Mahu Lufanais Min Ha'Ibsa Kaseida Hazeh. May one clear out a storehouse like this, means four or five boxes. The Mishnah forbids a storehouse, as it's only to totally clear it out. Nishmin Min Ador, B'Shavin, Shula Yiga Ba'Ibsa, Havala Oisehu Shvil V'Nechas V'Yetzeh. The answers we learn from the following. It says they agree that one may not touch a storehouse, but he may make a path and enter and leave. If Tanitani, Metaltalin, if Hadimur, if Tanitani, a Metaltalin. Some teach that we may move Dimur, which is a mixture of Trum and Cholin, and some teach that we may not move it. Am Blaza, Metaltalin, Am Bamaduma, Batruma Tahira, Umandam, a Metaltalin, Latruma Tamea. The brother said that we may move Dimur of Tahor Trimmer, because the Kohanim may eat it. The one who says that we may not move it is for a mixture of Tamei Trimmer. And even for a mixture of Tamei Trimmer, we may move it if there is Kedei Laha'alois, which means enough Chulin, 100 times the amount of Trimmer, to cancel out the Trimmer. We remove the amount of trimmer and give it to a kohen, lest the kahanim lose. However, if there's not kadei lahalif enough to negate the trimmer, then no, we may not move it. Man tana metaltalin ublezer, the tani ublezer ime, sa shenofla hi sa shalas. Which tana taught that he permits moving tamei trimmer with tar or with chulin? It's ublezer because there's a mission that says that whatever says that the sar of trimmer that fell, it's the sar that came out, means the one who removed. Therefore, when tamei trimmer became mixed, he says that there is tamei trimmer in the mixture. The chum hold that is totally batel. We remove a sar and give it to a kohen merely to avoid a loss to a kohanim. Amr blaza, adam oimed me'er shabbos v'oimer ha'reizu trimmer lamachal, v'en adam oimed v'shabbos v'oimer ha'reizu trimmer lamachal. Rather says one may stand on Erev Shabbos and say this will be trimmer tomorrow. One may not stand on Shabbos and say this will be trimmer tomorrow, means after Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Rabun Oimer, Ein Adam Oimed Erev Shabbos V'Oimer Harei Zu Trimmer Lamacha. Rabbi Yossi Rabun says one may not stand even on Erev Shabbos and say this will be trimmer tomorrow. Masnisa Pliga Al Rabbi Yossi Rabun Lagin Tvul yoim milo min achabis ma'ase tevel. Im ama harizu trimma lemacha, mishetesha harizu trimma lemacha, im ama harizu eruv lemaklum. I have a question against the B'Yosi Rabun from a Mishnah. A flask that is, has trimma of tvul yoim, that he filled from a barrel of maserishin tevel, means trimma's maser was not separated from it. If he said, this will be trimma tomorrow after dark, it's trimmer tomorrow, and then the flask is totally tahor, and it's not mutamid. If he said this is an eruv, it has no effect because during the day, no one may drink it. Patala l'shava. The answer is that b'di'evit means if he said so, it becomes trimmer tomorrow, but ideally he shouldn't do that. V'hatani v'b'chiyya oime islach meima l'shava. The Gemara asked for v'b'chiyya taught the b'raitha that he says this will be truma tomorrow. Can he say that this is b'di'evid? Chazaboy Rabbi Yossi Rabun mehado. Rabbi Yossi Rabun retracted from this, and he agrees that we may stipulate on Erev Shabbos. I should now say Tani metaltala echad truma tahira v'echad truma tameya. The answer is we may move it. Whether the truma is tahor means the tevel was tahor, or the truma is tamei. Hamak Mai Kadoin. How does he stipulate? You say Haisa Truma Tahira Mikra Lekasha Aichlena. If you say Haisa Truma Tameya Mikra Lekasha Anichena Vizavis. And says when the Truma is Tahor, he stipulates that it takes effect already before I eat it. Therefore he didn't eat Tevel. When the Truma is Tami, it takes effect already before put it in the corner. They should say, Amma Rabbi Veira Ada Amma Tevo Shesh Alav. They Tanai Mutter Lethaltale. Rabbi Veira inferred that Teva with a stipulation on it to separate tie from it, or may move it. Kesed Oifer Nathan Enav Mixase Vaichel Hashal. How does he do it? One may not physically separate on Shabbos, so he puts his eyes on part of it, means to designate Tumah Maisus, and then he eats the rest.